I was born in the north of England, and I've got a very broad northern accent. Can you hear that?
Yes, yeah. I can.
And so when I became an actor a long time ago, it was thought you couldn't play Hamlet or Romeo unless you had a sort of standard British accent, which is what I try to have now. And it may be because of that that I'm no good at doing other accents, because it would be putting an accent on top of an accent. But you have the facility. It seems so easy for you to be American or English or Australian, and I don't know how you do that.
But I'm a terrible, terrible mimic.
And
I mean, being Australian, there's very few characters. I mean, it's changing slightly. There's a lot of actors, Australian actors, in America now.
I know.
And maybe speaking much more in their own voices. But there's not a lot of call for Australian accents in the international.
No, so you're obliged to do an accent. But I grew up
on a lot of American and British television.
I see.
So in the home, and I don't know.
Yes.
And my father was American, and so maybe I always had that sense of difference. But do you find that you can then slip back? Well, clearly, because you just did it, but you can slip back into that. Surely, I mean, you've done quite a lot of regional.
Yeah, I think I've been very lucky. I've sort of got away with it. I can do Northern, and I can do Scottish and British Isles sort of accents, but beyond that, I'm useless.
But you have such an incredible range. Like, I remember when I... Because I hadn't seen you for a while, and I was watching Mr. Holmes, and I thought, oh, Ian's really... He's really aged. I thought, is he all right? Maybe he's been very ill. And of course, then the film goes back into flashback.
Yes.
But what you were doing with your voice was utterly, it was really subtle.
Oh, well,
it carries such
doing
a history.
That. Don't you love doing that?
Playing old.
Oh, yes.
I'm playing old today.
Playing old.
But you did it seamlessly. And so what you have is you have this texture and kind of emotional range in a voice. So it mightn't be an accent, but it feels exactly how the...
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. But just going on back to accents, people can do a perfect American accent and pinpoint it exactly regionally. And sometimes they go on, they don't seem to be American. And because to be American, you have to be American from your feet through to your head, don't you feel?
Yes.
But now you can do that. I mean, I ought to be able to do that, but it's just... The bloody voice gets in the way.
But don't you know?
Think of what a career I could have had if I
think
could.
What? Yes.
Could I have passed from America?
Your career has been so terrible and disappointing and limiting. But you've played in so many different genres. I mean, I remember that. I think probably the first time I saw you on film was I saw Bent.
Did you?